Howdy, all you mammals. I'm Jack, and welcome back to another episode of Fellow Mammals. Today, we have a special guest hopping into the studio to tell us about the red kangaroo. Without further ado, welcome Abram Brown to the studio.
Thanks for having me on, Jack.
So, Abram, tell me about the red kangaroo. What sets it apart from other mammals?
Well, the red kangaroo, or known by its scientific name as Macropus rufus, is a member of the Macropodidae family. It falls under the Metatheria infraclass, or more commonly known as a marsupial. Marsupials are pretty uncommon. They make up only about 325 of over 6,000 known mammal species. And like many marsupials, the red kangaroo is native only to Australia. And despite this, what the red kangaroo is really known for, and kind of kangaroos in general are known for, is their saltatorial locomotion.
Whoa, salta what locomotion? I thought kangaroos hopped.
Well, you're right. The common term for saltatorial locomotion is hopping. What makes this locomotion type so interesting, though, is the adaptions these mammals have. You or I could go hopping down the street, but it's far more inefficient than what a kangaroo can pull off. The red kangaroo's muscles for locomotions are concentrated in the upper sections of their hind limbs, and the muscles are pretty reduced in their forelimbs. Additionally, the red kangaroo has highly elastic tendons in its hind limbs. The Achilles tendon has been found to be very large in red kangaroos, and they have a large calcaneus, or heel bone, to act as a lever for the tendons and ligaments of the Achilles formation. These elastic tendons capture energy, somewhat akin to a spring, and allow the kangaroo to push off again with another hop without fully relying on muscular activation. Due to this, red kangaroos have been found to expend energy at a lower level than four-legged mammals of similar sizes when they're traveling at speeds of over 18 kilometers per hour. More impressive still is the athleticness of red kangaroos. When compared to placental mammals, only athletic placental mammals, something like a dog, have heart-to-body mass proportions similar to those of marsupials, indicating that marsupials probably pretty generally have high aerobic capacities, and the red kangaroo is certainly no exception. A testament to the athleticism of the red kangaroo is that at only 43% of their maximum oxygen use, nowhere near fatiguing, test subjects were able to achieve a speed of at least 6 meters per second, or almost 22 kilometers per hour. If you're more curious about red kangaroo locomotion, look up Terence Dawson. He has done some pretty extensive research on their locomotion, and he just seems to love putting kangaroos on treadmills.
You know, it's crazy that they do that all upside down, too. You know, because Australia. Well, anyway, I have a question. How high can they jump? Like, could they jump higher than the Empire State Building?
Well, it depends. They wouldn't be able to jump as high as a building, as they're mostly trying to jump forward rather than up.
Actually, they can jump higher than the Empire State Building because the Empire State Building can't jump.
Okay. Another interesting locomotion that the red kangaroos employ is evident in their walking gait. At slow speeds, the red kangaroo walks using its tail as a fifth limb in a pentapedal gait. When using its tail in such a manner, it's been discovered that the tail is possible for as much propulsive force as the front and hind limbs combined. It's almost as though they have a third leg.
Wow, a third leg? That sounds kind of nice. Well, I have another question. Where is a kangaroo's favorite place to eat?
Well, within Australia, the red kangaroo can be found pretty widely distributed across arid to semi-arid environments. These environments occur in much of Australia, making the red kangaroo pretty common. The red kangaroo is one of the largest herbivores in Australia and is commonly considered analogous to placental ruminants, ruminant herbivores on other continents, something like an elk or a moose in North America. The red kangaroo are foregut fermenters, but they don't have a ruminant structure. Instead, they possess a tubiform stomach, something more akin to an equine colon. Due to this setup, they don't chew their food except at first ingestion, so they aren't spitting up and re-chewing ruminant like some other foregut fermenters may be.
Wrong! They like to eat at IHOP. But it sounds like they eat a lot of veggies. What are they, rabbits or something?
Well, actually, rabbits are a hugely problematic invasive species in Australia, so don't make light of that situation. Besides rabbits, though, the red kangaroo has some conservation issues of its own. Current population sizes are significantly above historical numbers due to the exclusion of dingoes, their only natural predator. In these areas, kangaroos become overpopulated and can wreak havoc on the arid rangelands in which they inhabit. As they live in arid environments, they're also very susceptible to resource fluctuations, and mass mortalities often occur in high-density populations during drought. Large fluctuations in climate are expected to continue with climate change and could lead to large issues for these kangaroos. Conservation is also made more difficult as the Australian governments must consider range quality for domestic herbivores, and they also must consider the ability for kangaroos to be harvested for their meat and leather. Many different strategies to reduce population sizes, such as culling, or mitigating the effects of climate fluctuations. One such way they're examining is one-way fences that could prevent kangaroos from all rushing to prime rangeland and destroying it. All of these, there's a lot of options currently being examined, but as is common in conservation work, no clear right option has presented itself.
All right, then. That's all our time for today. Thanks for joining us, Abram, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in, mates.
Thank you for having me.